We'll start again the Mishnah Chavdal and Beim. Should we get it right? Chaimi betruma. Now we're learning about the chumras of truma should be Yehuda ne'emonin. The chumras of truma of a kegdish. In Yehuda, they believe when it comes to taras yain v'shemen koyim meisa shana. Then in Yehuda, they believe on kodesh, or they say the wine and oil. When it comes to hegdish, they believe to say in the Yehuda part that this is hegdish and that it's toyed. However, when it comes to truma, v'shas hagittas v'abadim afa truma. The only time you believe in amaras regarding truma is the time when you press the olives and the things. That's the only time we say that. Surely the amaratzim also made sure the kelim were toyed. So therefore, the honey, the oil, and the wine is kosher.
Why the
Yehuda? We'll see the Gemara talk about it. Once the season's over, and the Amaz brought to the Kohen a barrel full of truma, the men and the Kohen should not take it from him because we think that maybe it's Tameh. He went careful the kelim. The Amaz can hold it to the next season. And in the next season, then give it to him. Because he's believed at that time to say that he did it right. So if he even did it afterwards, as long as he waits for that season, he can give it over. All year long, if he says, I put in a little bit of wine that's going to go for the yain from the Mizbeach, and since he's believed on the Truma and the Hegdish, Neman is believed on everything. Because since he believes on Hegdish, he believes on everything.
You can take it from him even outside yes. The season.
Even the Truma, taking the whole barrel. Because it doesn't make sense to say that you take only the Hekadish. It looks like you're making fun of Kadish. What about Kadi Yain? What are the barrels themselves? The barrels of wine, the barrels of oil. Hamid Dumoy that has inside, and right now we're learning has inside only, what's Dumoy generally is that you have Truma and Chulin mixed together. So we're talking about a case of Truma. Nemoni, Nalein, Bishas, Gittes, Vahabadim, they're believed regard and the time of the season. Of Gittes and Badim, we're talking about Truma and Chulin, that's why he's believed to say that what? That it's toyed. And since they start preparing the Kalim way before the season, Vekaidim, Legittes, Shibas, Yam, 70 days. Now they want to answer your question. But Yehuda, in Galil, why Dafkin Yehuda we believe regarding wine and oil for Kodesh? Why not in Galil? What's the difference? Amar Shlokish, Shlokish says, you know why? Bnei Tsua Shel Kusim Mafsekes Beinem. There was a strip of land that belonged to the Kusim, and we say the Kusim were not emisigatim. Well, this is after when we realized that they were not emisigatim, and that's between, and that area is Tameh. So if you bring your wine and oil from Galil to there, it's
passes through there.
Exactly. Rashi the Tzuah, he says, Ami Mafsekes Ben Galil, Yehuda divides, but Yishlaim B'Yehudi, Yishlaim B'Din Yehuda. V'yev Shel Lavi and Yishlaim B'Tara, so it's impossible to bring Galil to Yishlaim B'Tara, L'fisha Gozu Chacham Tumah, that's Amim. And we treat that like Eretz Amim, even though it's right in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. There's a strip that somehow or another they took over. I'm not exactly sure how that works exactly, how they took it over. V'afilu Shel Chavedim. Even though Tamina Chamim Shem Galil ain't bonus, it's not just Amaratim. Nobody can bring their wine and oil from Galil to Eretz Yisrael. Can't
so
bring
they
it.
They may be kodshim from Galil bechlav. Any korbanos, any anything.
Yeah, but animal can become tabi. The flour and other thing they buy it from there. The taste is where you ask because we know that the Eifer Pod Adumah wasn't only done in Yerushalayim, but did it anywhere. They used to travel around Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, what about Bikurim? If it's not wet, or you make sure it's tight. So he's saying over here, how is it the Eva part of them had to go travel around the Yisrael? How did they do that? So Teisa says there was a very narrow break in that strip that you could walk through. So when you carry a little thing like this, you can walk through and make sure you don't cover the Eretz Amim. There's a little thin little strip in that thin strip,
like
in that wedge.
Way.
Yeah, that was they made sure it was 100% tired.
Why don't we answer that?
But it's not big enough.
Like barrels.
It's not big enough for oil and wine. It's actually barrels. I don't exactly understand how the Kusim took over Eretz Yisrael, a strip, that to make it Eretz Amim. What did they do with it exactly? How did they take it away from us? So if they lived there, so what?
We have that.
Teisa raised the question, how people oil the regal. Sorry?
We don't have that now. You know, we've got like...
Now there's how many Arabs living
there. Yeah, but halachically, it's still Eretz Yisrael. That's the whole point. Here's something you haven't even seen, is where halachically...
It's Ker Eretz Amim.
Why? The Gzeda, it's a Gzeda. Yeah, but the reason for the Gzeda of Eretz Am is we don't want you to go to Chutz Lartz. And they're here. Okay, anyway.
But the
Bede Chazoka,
that it's
Mutalim. And that's what brings the Zorchi, so how Eden Oil Regal?
From outside.
From outside, from Galil and Eriyad. They crossed, they became Tameh. So they have to come always a week early. No such thing anywhere, you have to come a week early.
What, in order to tell you, have Shiva Nikim?
Ato, Ago, Hazor, Gimel, and Zayin, all that. Yeah. Yeah, it remains your question. Okay. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, I don't understand why there are eitzes. Put them in a box, and we know that if it's in a box, it's protected. Bring the wine and oil. The Gemara, Hamani Rebbe, this follows the Rebbe. It says a movable box, a portable box, is not considered an oil. Now, an oil zaruk, a portable box, is not called oil. If you brought into the Goyish lands, b'shei the middle in the box, Rebbe says, you still caught me? Are you inside the box? Because it's moving. So according to Rebbe, it's an eitzah. Rashi oil zorik oil hametaltel that's portable v'nizik lav shmei oil is not oil liyis mafsig bein avida shalatz amim it does not protect you from the eretz amim and goes through alavida and the avida.
Is this the opinion for which people are zohir when they fly in an airplane shouldn't go in over basic oils or something like that?
Yeah, who's zohir? How many people zohir? Those who are zohir.
Yeah, I'm saying is that because
that
of
Rebbe's opinion? Yeah, oil zorik. Yeah, the loch is like Rebbe. Put it inside a barrel and seal it. And we know that if you seal it, it contains whatever's inside the Omer Abelezer said, Shainin, we learned, Ein Hegdish Nitzel Bitzamid Pasel. You can protect ordinary chulin, but you cannot protect Hegdish in a thing of Tzamid Pasel. Rashi Shainin, Tanayim Shainin, but I say, Ein Akrej Nitzel Bitzamid Pasel. So you want to tell you what do you mean? You learned Mefedish, Ein Chattas Nitzel Bitzamid Pasel. Only a Chattas is not protected Bitzamid Pasel. Mashma, my lab. But Hegdish, you could protect it, just like Chulin and Truma. So no. The water, if you didn't mix the ashes yet in it, you put it in the Tzami Pasul, it works. Once you put the ashes, it doesn't work. But Kaidish does not work in Tzami Pasul, so it's not an Eitzah to put bring the wine oil from Galil to be Menasech on the Mizbeach in a sealed thing. So the Rashi, Eim Chatas Mei, Eifer Par. Shem Yiloshi, Shalai Nitin Eifer Alein, didn't put the ashes there.
So what's the whole thing then? So that's where you learn the whole union of Tzomit Basel from. That anything called Hashem.
That's right. That's talking about Chulin. For Chulin, not for Hegdish. Hegdish
is
much.
Chumrah. Okay.
Chumachar. This is very. Yeah. Fading Gemara. This is a fascinating Gemara now. Omar Ula didn't Ula say that the Chavraya, that the Tamid Chachamim used to medachin, make deliberately oil that was very toy. Bigalil. They lived in Galil and made toy to oil. So how come? What's the point? You can't never use it. Says the Gemara. Speitlich, Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara manichin. They put it aside. Ukeshe yove Eliyahu v'yiterenu. Hear this? They would make oil then because they believe Mashiach was coming every day, so they want to be ready. As the Mashiach comes, they have oil they can put on his back. Yeah, they lived with Mashiach. This is called living with Mashiach. One thing, we had one thing. Is if I did an aveda, you set aside money every day for a carbon. Is one thing. You did something wrong here. You did nothing wrong. You just set aside oil, betada. They were very careful. Betada. So Mashiach comes, they'll be ready. Unbelievable. Rashi. The Mashiachists were way stronger than them today.
Yeah, but these are real. These guys put their money with their mouth.
Rashi medach matad and yeim mishmeng lezbeach idu tzum avsek is lomah ba'im tad shemi yavliyo v'yid alhen shavil ba maybe Eliyo will come and what's Eliyo going to do when he comes? Mashiach will come. What's going to happen then? He will show them that path she'ein emetz am, which seems from Rashi here that even Mashiach will come, it'll still remain. What in the world is a tzua?
What will remain?
There's a strip in Eretz Yisrael that doesn't belong to us. It belongs to. You got to find what's going on here.
At the time of Kibush Mechilah Ka'aretz, they would have taken it.
They weren't around the Kusim then.
The Kusim came later.
Yeah. So what happened?
So they moved into Eretz HaKodesh and they took it a section and they made it Eretz HaKodesh.
And you know where Eliyahu comes. What does that mean?
Anyway, Eretz says, "Well, we'll get a lot bigger than this now, right? Or
you know." Yeah, come over to Australia. I see there's all this Bashar B'chol. That's right. Okay.
I got bad news for you. We're all going to be dibs. Hey, steady.
You can keep both passports.
Yeah. Sorry.
You can keep dual citizenship.
Yeah. Kolavaita.
There'll be any ones.
In the time of the season, they believed also on Truma. So Truma is stricter than Kodesh. Amaratzim, I believe, not believed on Kodesh. Kodesh, I believe, but on Truma, they believe only during the season. But I mean, we ask a question. It says, if an Amaratz completed the pressing of the olives, yishayir kupa achas, he should leave one box that he shouldn't press the olives. The yitenena la onik coin, give it to a coin as a poor man. Let that coin squeeze it and make sure it does it right. According to you, you just said in the season of the olives, we trust them. Why should you leave one box for a coin to come and press? Rashi, going with this, I'm out of Shabbat League, my Zayzim was completed. You try to go out of the Zayzim myself. We'd never learn your coin to poor man, we'd end up with the Zayzim. He'll make sure that the Zayzim were not prepared by a coin, yes, and a batal, a coin do it properly. Alma, even Bashar Zagita, the Babadim, ain't a mother, I believe. Everything more, Arba Nachman, like Kasha. Ha, Becharfi, ha, Ba'afli. Depends if it's early, the sharp ones, the early aloes, we trust the Amorites, or Ba'afli, the late ones, since most people already finished. We no longer trust our moderates. Omelet of Adam and Abba, Kigoy, what do you mean? So he told them, Kigoy.
Does that mean early and late in the season? Or
in the season.
In the season.
Omelet, Abba asked him Nachman, what do you mean? So he says, Kigoy, like in your family house, they're always lazy and they always do it at the end. Rashi. Ba'afli, Shekvar, Obas, Marigita, the season passed. Leruba da Alma for most people. Komelet, I believe. Shalabicha, Afli, Habba, they're always late. They were right. Rabbi Yisav Amar beGalil Shana. Rabbi Yisav gives a different answer. This over here, Braisa, that says that to give it, we don't trust the poor people. To my Galil, that's why we don't trust them. When do we trust Amaratzim? We only trust them in Yehuda, near Yerushalayim. We don't trust them in Galil. So is that so? Eisvei Abaya has a question. Oh, but Eivir Yad and Galil had a Yehuda. Clearly, that the Eivir Yad and Galil are just like Yehuda, and their money, they believed Allah Yain Bishasa Yain in the season of wine, while Hashemin Bishasa Hashemin, they believe when it comes to Truma, they believe in that season. But if you can, if they're going to squeeze grapes in the season of olives, even though when it comes to olives, we trust that they're tired, but we don't trust them for grapes. Go back to the original answer.
We don't accept them from Galil.
No, which is late season or early season. If it's late, we do accept Megalil by Truma. But if it's late, when everybody already finished and squeezing, the Amoritz comes along, we don't trust him more. But if it's in the season like everybody else, then we trust the Amoritz no matter where in Israel. Kodesh is different. Kodesh is...
We're
Truma here. By Kodesh, this thing of Shas Gittes and Shas Abadim is only by Truma. By Kodesh, the whole year we trust him. Except, it's not a question of trusting. Even Tamil Chomim cannot bring wine and oil from Galil to Yerushalayim. Don't do it with an Amoritz. There it's because of the strip. Rashi Galil Shonim, Asiz the Katani, Behem, Nabi, Belib, Hukai, the Tony Rashi, Shabi Hudin, the Mona, Belit, Hazi, I'm Shaman, Valokai, the Tomas, the Gita Badim, Afala, Truma, and Truma. Tell me about it, over what Gita Badim, Evi, Le Chavisha Yain, Le Yikablen, and if Amar brought you, don't trust it. Abanichal Gasabo, you leave it the next year. Who leads it? Amoritz leads it next year. Then he brings it again, we trust him. Question, what about that coin? Can the coin then take it and leave it for next year, not to eat from it? Boy, my Rav Sheish says, Ovar v'kibla, whatever the coin did accept it. Ma'oshe n'chenel l'gasa bo, can he put it aside for next year? Next season. Amalut to the Suri learned, Chover, we learned like this. A Chover and an Amorah, two brothers. One was a Talmud Chacham and one was an Amorah. She yirshu es aviyem Amorahs, and they both yashen, their father was an Amorah. Now the Chover wants to make sure whatever he collects is toyed. And also there's an Iser to make things tummy when they're not already tummy, which is that's what this Gemara here holds. So Yochel Lemle, he could tell his brother anything which is the same, wheat and wheat, I can say, you take that, I'll take this. And it's not like I am giving you toydik wheat and you're going to make a tummy, so I'm even aveda giving it to you, because Yesh Breda means all along the wheat that you ended up with was always yours, never mind. I had nothing to do with it. Yochel Lemle, tell his brother, Tul Atu Chitin Shemang Plan, you take the wheat in that place, which I know is already Mukshal Kabatumna. Vani Chitin Mokla, take the wheat in this place here. And Yesh Breda, this is always mine. Tul Atu Yain, when you take the wine there, which is tummy, Vani Yain Shemang Plani. You're not allowed to tell your brother, you take the, let's say, the liquids, but I'll take the dry. Why not? Because there's no breda in two different minim, which means I'm giving you wine, I'm helping you make a tummy, and I'm even a veda. You take wheat, and I'll take barley. So, clear mishnah for me, you see, yes, breda. Everyone wants to know, so how come we find Gemara, so many I'm arguing is in face of mishnah here? There's answers to a lot of mishnahs going all different directions. But Tani Allah. Oh, so before we go over to the Rashi.
We have this Yesh Breda, Rashi.
I know, he knew, they were prepared, ready to be they weren't telling me, they were ready to be but I'll take wheat in that place. She had there, looked, I knew it was not ready to be kabbal to me. They came to Chad Mina, both the same mean. I'm going to say Yesh Breda. She ate and chelkish, that what you took was always yours, but ate and chelkish, that what I took was always mine. It's not like I gave you anything of mine. shebetmein that were tummy. I have no chelik in the tummy. Shebishvil chelke shalama others betaydim because I'm others the chelik betaydim and I'm giving and making a trade off. I'm making a trade off. How do you make a trade off? Then the Talmud Chacham is giving some of his own wheat to the Amora to make a tummy. The Chacham will be even aveda. But b'shnei meaning two separate meaning ain't lame mebreda. Why? In each meeting we have equal parts. If I'm going to have a give you wine in exchange of the if I'm going to give you wheat in exchange of the wine, for example, then it comes out that I'm giving you some of mine. There's no bread there. And seems to me there's an iser. Interesting what the iser is exactly, but seems to me there's an iser. It's a sugi in one of our zavos. There's an iser to stop make something tummy, to make chulin. Tamei is an iser. What iser is it? Because the Torah talks about, you know, only kochim and truma. You're not being marbe truma. A truma. We have a machlekes the Gemara of Arizona there, where you're allowed to bring truma into the world. So here the Gemara clearly learned where Rashi learns. Yeah, but that's not talking about truma v'tara. That's talking about.
But we say we make life. Koyin.
Koyin, yeah, but talking about no one iser all the chaver. Tamei chacham. That he's.
That's what the paradum you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
Why?
Because here we had a reason. Yeah, to prove a point.
But to prove a point, you can do it this.
I'm not talking about food here. No. I'll explain to you. You allowed to become tamei. It's not an issur becoming tamei because you can go to mikveh and mitayis.
Otherwise,
when is an issur? Anything that has no takana, food. Once it becomes tamei, there's nothing you can do. There's an issur. That's where the machleik is. There's an issur being tumah. You bring tumah to the world that cannot be removed. Person is not a problem. Kedem is not a problem. What happens?
Wouldn't the Issa Baltashlis be more appropriate?
If what?
Than Lifneiva?
Not Baltashlis, people eat it. Well, that's meat it.
Or a person whose stomach could eat it.
Yeah, exactly. But Tanya, we learned, Oisei Chavez, what does that Chavez do if he has such a situation with his brother? Seidev Halach Menech is a Yavish. The Lach, he has to burn, if it's a Koyin, let's say it's oil, so he burns it for Trumi, he can enjoy it. And the Yavish he puts aside, he can't have any benefit from it. So the Lecheder, according to you, why don't you just wait? Amai, when it comes to the wine, since we're talking about Amore, you tell me Amore is believed in this wine season, let him wait till the wine season comes along, and then use it. The Raya that you can't wait, if you got it at the wrong time, Fafalan. Amai, Yanichenu, Legasa, let the receiver, the Tamachachim, wait till the next season. We're not talking about wine, we're not talking about here grapes and olives, we're talking about here dates. There is no such thing as a season for dates. Rashi says, "Allah ib koinu v'yeshemel tumu oil matlikel neres. Use a candle. The Allah God is going to shake a tomorrow and shall turn over high side. Losh in Ibru, he gets it lost. Talking more of v'yinichenu l'regel. So let's say, why don't you wait till Yom Tov? We know that Amaratim are toyed on Yom Tov. Everyone has to go to the mikveh out of Yom Tov, and Amaratim are considered toyed on Yom Tov because it's too hard to make them tummy. So everyone is toyed on Yom Tov. So wait till Yom Tov, and Amaratim is toyed, and then drink the wine." So we answered, but Dovashim is not a regal. It's a perishable item. We couldn't wait till Yom Tov. So we had to do something else. So we come destroyed. Now she can't regal. She tumas amorat. Any regal we can't sell. Okay, more vital. The imam, if the amorat says true, you don't trust me when it comes to truma unless it's the season. But if he says during the but kodesh, you do trust me. So if he says he frashti l'toicha revias kodesh, he said I dropped a drop of a revias of kodesh wine into the barrel. Since he's believed regarding the kodesh, he's believed regarding all the contents of the barrel, including the truma, never believed. Tanhas, we learn, Moedin Bisham Basil, everyone agrees, Bisham and Basil, Shaboitkin Loise Pesach. If you have a base of pras where somebody was buried and you don't know where it is anymore, and we think that maybe he was trampled on and it's broken and everything else. So with that body, you're not allowed to walk on a base of pras because it might be a bone the size of a barley, you're not allowed to walk there. But everyone agrees that we're allowed to, if you're going to Karn Pesach, since it involves Kodesh, we want you to be able to go. The only way you can go is crossing this base of pras. Everyone agrees that we allow you to clear the base of pras so you can walk through it. When it comes, if you want to eat truma, we don't let the coin walk through a base of pras, even though he's trying to clear it. We say, no. Maybe you became tamei, don't eat the truma.
Means you check the field.
We'll see in a second how boitkin is, yeah. We'll see how you do it. Rashi. A cave was plowed through. By blowing. There's a bone the size of a barley. You see, Venetian man who slipped the size of a bone cannot be metame just by hovering over it. You have to actually touch it. You blow. Don't kick it around with the feet. You kick around your feet. You that's magu masa. You become tummy. Blow with it. Blow it.
It's one of those leaf blowers nowadays.
Exactly. They don't rely on it. They keep the names Mankavu Lachil. Who's going to eat it tomorrow? Yamtin Shiva Yamin. Wait 7 days. Go through the base of Pras, but we'll say, you know what? Be Machmer. Go through. Maybe you did touch a bone and go and have a Hazar, Shlish in the Shvi. The Yad in the Shvi. We eat, but go to Mikvah. I've got a Pesach, the base of Pras, that are Bonin, Lohem, Midu, Livrei, Mon Kodim. We come to Kodim. We didn't want to stand in the way. How exactly by this? My boy, Kinom, Yudam, Shmuel, Menafeach, Odom, base of Pras, you blow, Vahoylich, you walk. So you blow. Base of Prashin Nidish. He says, they were trampled by foot. You know how the Bikin Dikah was? People before you trample it by foot. So that even though bones there, they must have broken it, and all the bones would be size, they're smaller than the size of a barley. When it comes to Pesach, let me divrei, come on, Kodesh. Loichli Trumah, me divrei, mokamisa. Okay. The Rashi should need his beregel. That's right. Or if you go through it, you'll have to go through Hazoya. Need his beregel mazui, because the body needs your life. You check it. So what are you checking? You're checking whether it was trampled or not. That's what you're checking for. If you can tell that people, a lot of people walked on it and broke everything, you can walk right through it. If you cannot see anybody walked on it, you can't. Not blowing. Something about the right. Boy, that's an interesting question. Bodak lepischa, let's say he's going to do a Korn Pesach and Trum. He checked it for Korn Pesach and we can allow him to walk through. Can we say now, let him eat Trum as well? Since we're relying on this already, is it a joke that we can rely on it for Pesach, not relying on Trum? Maushir ulam bodak lepischa mutulak mutrasa. Once you're ready for Pesach and we trust it, you can ready to eat Trum. Rabba barula, I don't know if it's a son or not. Oma bodak lepischa osalecha mutrumasa. Just because we are makel over here, we're not makel over here. I'm the who saw this old man said, like Tifla, do not argue. Allah do not know the Tanan be learned Kavas in Mishnah. It says now in Mishnah here, Imamad, he frashti le teicha revi is Kaidish. If I pour, this is why Gemara brings it here. If I diluted in there a little bit of Kaidish, Neman is believed not only for the Kaidish wine in the barrel, but he's believed for the Truma as well. Now, an Amar is never believed in Truma. Why you believe here? Because once he mixes it in, and if you know, if you believe him for Kaidish, you don't even Truma, it looks like a joke. It looks like a fossil. It looks like that we treat Kodesh very leniently. So the same problem here. If we're going to believe him to go into the base of Migdash and bring a Korban Pesach, and we're not going to believe him to eat Truma, it looks like a fuss. But going to the base of Migdash is garnished. Alma medehemen ha-Kodesh, mehemen namei ha-Truma. So Hachan, I'm here too. Medehemen ha-Pesach, mehemen namei ha-Truma is believed.
If it would have been, Rabbi Bar Ula would have been the son of this Ula, then the Saba would have said to him, Ula Ovich, wouldn't he?
Well, look, it's actually, there's a taste of something, I can't remember where it talks about whether it was a son or not a son. The Saba is either Rav Nuna Saba, but over here...
Who's Saba always means...
We have it in the end of the Gemara Sanhedrin, the first part of Gemara Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us all these people are. You know, who Saba, all these different people. I think it's Rav Nuna. Rashi, Mokish, Rav Chimisa, Gain Tomei, Echot Truma, Migid Hem, Akai, Yim Hem, Truma, Shekinai, Lumas Beach, Shekinai, Fim, Beach, Shekinai, Truma, Mokhaber, Shekinai, Becheskas, Truma, Behek, Shekinai, Beach. It doesn't make sense. I mean, we treat lightly the Mizbeach. The barrels of wine as well. Time we learned. The barrels themselves. So it says over here in the Mishnah, regarding the barrels, if it's Meduma, they're believed only in the season. It says, time we learned, ain't them money, they're not believed. Not on the barrels, and not on the Truma, if it's off season. What kind of barrels are we talking about? I can canim the kodesh, barrels of kodesh. And you tell me what? They're not believed in the barrels. Does that make sense? They're believed on the kodesh, but the barrels are not. Then migui de mehem and akoy, but I can canim. Otherwise, it's a joke. Ella can canim the truma. The what? They are believed in the barrels of truma. Doesn't make sense. If they're believed on the, if they're not believed on the truma, how can? Why would you think they believe in the barrels? Why taking the truma problem? Because the barrels are tummy. So of course they're not believing in the barrels. If they would be believed in the barrels, then why is the truma tummy? The empty barrel. There's no kodesh inside the barrels. If there was kodesh inside the barrels, of course you believe him on the barrels. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. The kodesh you do and the barrels you don't. Talk about the barrels that used to have kodesh, but it's empty now. The rest of the year. Any time of the year, but there's no kodesh inside there. Then the barrel on its own, then I believe. Rashi. Sorry, one more line. Uve malei in the truma. And if it's full of truma, but when are they believed on the barrels? Uvishas agitis tanan. And the time of the season. Uvishas agitis, the time of the season, that's when they believe. Rashi. It makes no difference if it's which season it is. If there's kodesh inside, of course they believe. If there's no kodesh inside, they're not believed. What about when it comes to truma? If there's truma inside, they believe only during the season. So he's saying, you know, and the chiddush is that by truma, the time of the season when we do believe them on truma, and the reason is because the koyanim received truma. Most of the farmers were not tamei chametz. Tamei chametz don't work. They're all in kollel or rabbanim. So if you want the koyan to have revenue, he has to have a good relationship, a good rapport with amaratzim. So we said that that season all amaratzim is Torah, so they can give the koyanim their due wine and oil. But we don't have to make that the kind of for the barrels. So the barrels are still tamei. Rashi, why should they lose that tamei chametz? They'll miss out on most of the truma Yisrael. Why should we trust them on the barrels? When we tell the Yiddish, the koyin, tamei chacham, take the truma from the amora, we trust the amora, everything is right. Don't take the barrel. Just take the truma's contents and put it inside your own barrels. Very good. They poured into their own barrels. Don't worry, and don't think it's such an amazing thing. How can it be that the contents are toyed and the barrels are not? Chari login, these big flesh of wine, tumein, tumah, shiva, or mashkin toyed, and the mashkin inside are toyed. No, since there's a special reason why we're tired, that's how much we trust them. It's more than because we have no choice. We need the kainim should have revenue, so we don't have to then take it the next step. And believe and say the barrels also tell you. The Ukraine don't need the barrels. What you don't need, we're not going to give you. What you need, we'll give you. Thinking about the sudden stand our Mishnah tonight. We learned in our Mishnah, Kadi, yeah, in the barrels of the wine, but Kadi, the barrels of oil, Hamad, Dumay, Jeff, Tchrum, and Chulmis together. And it seems clear you do believe him. It says in the Fesh, our Mishnah, that in the season you believe him. You just said during the season, the barrels we don't believe, only the contents. And our Mishnah, really, you do believe him. My Lamad, Dumay, Tchrum, isn't it? We're talking about the mixture of truma. Amid Rechi and Medumay is the Kodesh. So Rechi answered, no, this Kodesh, truma and chum all mixed together. And because of the Kodesh, therefore we trust him and the barrels. Says the Gemara, Mika Demul, the Kodesh, where do you find the concept of Demul by Kodesh? Demul means that you have to set it aside and now it's all mixed. Kodesh, you don't have to set aside. You can put the whole thing and give it to Kodesh. And Rabbi Loyim, Matai, there's Tivle, little men of Sachim, that you prepared the tevel to give from it in the sachim. Not that there's kodesh there yet, you just set it aside. That's why we call it the mua, you just set it aside. Rashi. You don't have to from here. She had tevel, duma. Don't give it from here. We're going to believe you not only for truma, also for the barrels. They'll bring it. Okay,
but it's only to live the truma.
That's right. Yeah, kodesh. It's the kodesh you put in there. 70 days. Before you press, you need 70 days to start preparing all the kelim. Let's just do the Mishnah. Now, in Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to do any klei cheres. They had a problem that earthenware, that every single day when they use a kabanas, anything left over in the pots that you use becomes nicer left over. And the nicer, you normally use a tevel all the time, but the earthenware, they couldn't tevel. They had to break it because you cannot tevel earthenware. So they needed a lot of pots and pans in Yerushalayim. The archaeologists should find thousands and thousands of shards because every day they broke it. Every day, whatever pots and pans, klei cheres, they used earthenware, they smashed it. So, but there was no kalach, there was no these furnaces inside the shalim. So what did they do? So they made a special takana, because they have no breda. Min ha-medin, medin is 15 kilometers outside the shalim. From medin ulefnim ne'emonim al klecheder. We'll take it from amaratzim. We'll buy them. We have no choice. When we have no choice, we suspend our chumra. There's only a chumra anyway, amaratz. So we'll take it from them. Min ha-medin luchus. Once you have that point, then ein emon no longer believed. Okay. The Ketzad, for example, Hakada, the person who makes the clay, Shumaycher Hagedes, the person who sells the Kedes, Nichnis comes in. Kozman, he's outside Medina, we won't trust him. He brings a potterer from outside, and he brings it into near Yerushalayim. And he said, Dibatara. If he was the original creator, and these are the pots he originally made, not if he mixed it with other pots. And now he passed it on to a wholesaler to sell it. The people actually saw you coming in with it from Chutz Medin. Them and you believe. Yotza, once you walk out, ain't them and I believe. Says Gemara, told me learn, Medin, pa'amim, kilifnim, b'l'chutz. It's not clear Medin itself. Is Medin as within the precinct of Yerushalayim or is it outside the precinct of Yerushalayim? Kate said. So it depends on the case. kader yotze if the manufacturer is leaving, and the chaver nichnes tal chacham is coming in. If he doesn't buy it right now, the earthen way, he won't have a chance because the guy's leaving town. Once he leaves, you can no longer use it anymore. So therefore, we're going to make a special deal that even in Medin, you can go ahead and buy. Kilifnim, then we'll treat it like inside. If Shneim Nechlas, and they're both coming in together, then why buy it in Medin? Wait another few miles and buy it inside there. Or Shneim, you're both leaving, then he's on the way out already. Kilichutz. I'm going to buy enough. We're going to talk about Mishnah. HaKadosh HaMochel HaSakdeitis. It says in the Mishnah, the Kadr who sells the pot, the Nichnes Lifnim in Amadim. Sounds like he has to go beyond Medim to be within the precinct line. Time of the Lifnim Amadim. How Medim go for Lame, I believe. Amos, look at the end of the Mishnah. Yotze, if he leaves, only if he left Medim, ain't Nemers. Mashmah, within Medim itself. How Medim go for Nemers. Medim itself is part of the precinct line. How does it work? Elalav, isn't the Pshat? Shmamino, depends. Can be Kadr, Yotze, the Chavar, Nichnes. If the Kadr, the manufacturer, is leaving and the Chavar is coming in, then we have no choice. Because once you go in, you know, he's left. So then you can what? Buy it in Moedin. They're both leaving, they're both coming in. Shema Mina. Time we learned. We'll just finish the Mishnah and then we'll continue on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, you're supposed to start a little bit earlier. So we should therefore, we'll finish a little bit earlier, we have more time to learn on Sunday. Scott's Tog. You have to start at least 5 to 7.
No Tachm. We'll start 5 to 7, however.
No Tachm.
I maintain that.
We can't finish at the same time you started earlier.
Since Victorian government time is early anyway. Huh?
You're a government employee, you know that the time is a time. 5 to 7 is 5 to 7.
Well, we're turning the clock, right? So we're starting an hour early.
Actually, we're turning the clocks as well.
No, that's right. What's the
Shabbos? We're losing an hour of sleep or we're gaining it?
Spring forward.
Oh, never.
Oh, you daylight saving your wife. The whole year is a loss.
Okay. Trying to learn their money because Chedes, he's believed the other way, had Dakin, small one. We're talking about, when we say that you believed on Amoritz regarding Klecheres, we're talking about the small Klecheres, because we can't live without them. This is what's used in the base of Migdash, and they constantly break it. But the big ones, like the big barrels for wine and all that thing, they're not believed, only if they're in Yerushalayim itself. We're talking about they're so small that you can be lifted with one hand. That's the definition of small. Even though they cannot be lifted with one hand, but if it's pretty small, we make this takana that not only in Yerushalayim, but even from Medin you can buy. I'm saying only when they're empty, I'm Malay and Loy, but if they're full, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to buy from them because we don't trust that part. We only take the keli. Even if they're full, you're allowed to buy from them. The kana was that you can buy from Maratzim, whatever the contents are as well. If it's from a demon inside, could we have no breda? Va'afilu, and even afi karsasai l'teicha. Even if it's just ordinary liquids inside, and not kodesh, because kodesh we learned before, you always trust Maratzim when it comes to kodesh. Ordinary liquids, you can trust them as well. You're allowed to take the barrel, even though it's full of liquids. But the latter pshat is that he holds you allowed to drink the liquids. The only thing you trust in Amoritz is liquids which are going to be used on Mizbeach, wine and oil. But that's it. Regular liquids, you don't trust them. So even Rabbi Yechana says, since with this special takana, we remove our chumras and we allow you to buy the barrel, you know, the small earthenware from them, even though it's full, but not if it's, what do you call it? But you're not allowed to use those liquids. That far, we're not going to go. The Alta Tama, Luchayri, you're going to wonder, it doesn't make sense. If you believe that the liquids is Tama, how can you buy the vessel from them? He says, don't worry. Chacham always makes say things which don't make sense. Now, Chacham always say things which sometimes are a bit hard to understand. Because, for example, so you log in, Molly and Mashkin, you have a big barrel full of liquids. Log in to me in the liquid. What? And in this case here, the barrels themselves are Tamei. Because why? Because the barrel can just be put in the mikveh. Not talking about earthenware, metal. You can put them in the mikveh and you can tie them to a meshiva. But a mashkin tainig, you have no breda. If you're going to say the mashkin or tameh, they're no good. Because you have to throw them out. So we'll, now, does it make sense? The same thing, how would the mashkin have become, if the barrel is tameh, wouldn't that automatically make the mashkin inside tameh? They're touching each other. No, boss. Chachami said, you know, sometimes when you have no breda, we have to make certain rules. Same thing over here. Yeah, they're allowed to buy this clay from these Amaratzim, but the liquid's inside. You don't have to drink it. Don't drink it. Okay, we'll continue Mitzvah Sunday morning. A Gemach Simotev, everybody. A good Ben Shiyar. I hope you all mochel me.